Rav Nosson Zal here is continuing quoting the Medrash he quoted earlier, where the Medrash says they sinned with this, they were punished with this, and they're consoled with this. Quoting different words, different important words, Roish, Ayin, Yad, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue in that vein. Vizehu, this is what the Medrash says there, Chotu Be'esh, they sinned regarding fire, and they were punished with fire, and their consolation is through fire. Ki ikar kol ha-pegam hanal hu shehigbiru b'chinas mo'ore yesh al yidei shepogmu b'chvoid ha-tzadik. Because the main sin of the Jewish people was in rebelling against the tzaddik, that they thereby strengthened the mo'ore or the forces of fire against the tzaddik, who is referred to as shehu b'chinas mo'ore or, who is referred to as the forces of light. V'alkein, and therefore when Hashem punished them, loku ba'esh, they were punished by fire. B'chinas mimoroim sholach esh ba'atzmoisai v'chulu. As the pasuk says in Eicha, that Hashem sent down a fire from above to punish the Jews. Shezeo b'chinas, this is also what the pasuk says, v'yatzes esh b'tzion v'toichal yesoidoi seho. Hashem set a fire in Tzion, in Yerushalayim, which destroyed its foundations. Yesoidoi seho, the yesoidois, hamuva batorna, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in the Likutim Ram, referring to the dalid yesoidois. Umisnachamim be'esh, and our consolation is through fire. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Hashem says about the future, Va'ani ehye lo choymas eish, num Hashem. I will be a protective wall of fire, a firewall, to protect the Jews from all of their enemies. Kial yedei sheYisrael komim b'chatzois, because by the Jewish people mourning the Beis Hamik, mourning the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash properly by getting up at midnight, umisablim al churban Beis Hamikdash, and mourning the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, ayidei ze yiskayim, through this will be fulfilled, losum la'avele tzion pe'er tacha sefer, that Hashem will replace, for the mourners of Zion, He'll replace their ashes, ashes are a product of fire, He'll replace it with beauty, pe'er. Shebechinas mo'ire yesh, yishapchu l'mo'ire o'er, the forces of fire will be converted to become forces of light, lechovoid ulesiphores, for glory and beauty of Hashem. Shezeo bechinas, this is what the pasuk says, va'ani ehye lo choymas eish ne'um Hashem, I will be a firewall for the Jewish people, Hashem promises, ulechovoid ehye besoicha, and for glory and honor, I will be in it, I'll be in Yerushalayim, I'll be in the Jewish people, in the fire. The forces of fire that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash will be converted to a wall of fire that will show honor and respect and glory for the Jewish people. These are the forces of light, which Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Kutman, they're referred to as beauty and honor. Hainu pe'er tacha sefer hamavur shom ba'toyra nal. This ties into what Rabbeinu Zal says there about the beauty replacing the ashes. Pe'er is the same letters as efer. Efer is a result of fire. Ashes come from fire. The ashes will be converted to light, to pe'er, to a beautiful light. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Vesehu, and this is why the Medrash continues there. Chotu behu, they sinned regarding who? Chotu bezeh, they sinned regarding zeh, and chotu beyesh, and they sinned regarding yesh. Ubohem loku, and we were punished also regarding all three of these things. Hu, zeh, yesh. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this beautifully now. Hu, zeh, yesh, zeh bechinas hamoichin. These three terms represent the seichel Shehem Bechinas Hanohor Hayotze Meyeden Lahashkois Hesagan, which Rabbein Azal speaks about in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Rabbein Azal refers to it as a river that flows from Eden to water the Gan. So there are three things. There's Eden, which is the origin. From Eden comes forth a Nohor, a river, to water, which is number two, to water the Gan, number three. Ki ikra hamoichin shemamshich harosh bayis, because when we talk about the tzaddik giving seichel to the Jewish people, hulodas ulahakir oisa yisborach beemes ubemuna shlema, what we're really speaking about is recognition and understanding of Hashem with true faith, with truth and with faith. Ki rak zehu ikra hadas v'amoichin, because it's only that that's considered intelligence. When we say this person is an intelligent person, they're so intelligent that they were able to build concentration camps to gas people and to do things that animals couldn't. You want to call that an intelligent person? That person can build the finest cars. That isn't that's a dog. It's an insult. We're insulting the dogs by comparing them to those things. That's not intelligence. Real intelligence is measured by recognition and awareness of Hashem. That's how we measure intelligence. Everything else is secondary. We can teach an ape, we can teach a robot to build cars, a monkey. Kemay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'yodato hayoim v'hashevoiso elovavecho ki Hashem huhu elokim. You will understand today and you will communicate to your heart what? That Hashem is king, that Hashem is on top of everything. That's called das. Ukamay Shekosuv, and as the Pasuk says, ki im bezois yishalel hamishalel. The only thing that a person could really praise himself about and pride himself with is haskel viodoyo oisi, his knowledge and awareness of Hashem. That you can be proud of. Other knowledge is no big deal. V'hadas v'hamoichin hu amitim hu elu l'odas oisi yisborach. And this true das and seichel, which is to believe in and understand and recognize Hashem, tzrichin lahamshich bebechinas hu ze yesh. The way that we draw that upon ourselves is through these three things. Sheze bechinas nohor hayotze mi'eden, as we said earlier. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this, what each one of these words represents. This is a beautiful, clear explanation of how we go about understanding Hashem. What does that mean, understand Hashem for us? Three steps. Ki Hashem Yisborach, Sosim Vegalia. Hashem is hidden and revealed. There are things that we don't understand about Hashem. There are things that we don't know about Hashem. There are things that we can't know about Hashem. And on the other hand, there are things about Hashem that we can know and we can understand and that are revealed, that we see. Ki hu yisporach sosum venela mitzad atzmoi. Regarding Hashem himself, we can't see him, we can't touch him, we can't, nothing. Completely hidden. Venigle, however, Hashem reveals himself and shows himself to us, mitzad pe'uloisav, via his actions, via his creations. We look at a table, we look at a flower, we look at a bird, we look at our fingers, and we see Hashem. If a person isn't a total idiot, a total moron, if a person's willing to open his eyes and look, how could this be? Who made this? Who made your finger, buddy? A cat? A mouse? A protozoa? A computer? By process of it, we can eliminate everything. There's nothing in that could possibly have made it other than the Creator, Hashem. V'tzorich lahamshich yidyosa yisborach mehahelem elagilui. And our mission in this world is to draw recognition of Hashem from its status of hiddenness, where people don't know about Hashem at all, to the point where it becomes revealed, like Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu lived at a time when everybody was worshiping idols and monkeys and all kinds of nonsense. And Avram Avinu went around showing the people, opening their eyes, revealing to them that you're all nuts. I went through this. I studied this very carefully. I studied creation. I studied everything. And by process of elimination, I came to the clear, 100% clear, definite conclusion that there's a Hashem, that there's a creator. And Hashem ended up revealing himself to me. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Nohor Hayoitse Me'eden, a river that goes forth and flows from Eden. Ki Eden, because the definition of Eden is, there's a Pasuk that says, Eden, Ayin Loiroasa. Eden is a place where no eye has ever seen it. So Eden represents the hiddenness of Hashem, the aspect of Hashem that we can't see, can't understand. Shezeu bechinas sosum v'ne'elam. This is the essence of Hashem, which is completely hidden from us. Vezeu bechinas hu. And that's what's represented by the word hu. The word hu in Hebrew means him. Bechinas ha'aloma. That refers to hiddenness. When somebody's in the room, when somebody's in front of us, when I see somebody, I don't say he. I don't say him, I say you. When I don't see somebody, when he's not here, when he's not revealed, I say he said, she said. So the word who represents phase one, which is the hiddenness of Hashem. Umishom tzrichin lahamshich hamakor mayim chayim. And from there, we need to draw these living waters. Bechinas hanohor hayoytze me'edem, this river that flows from Eden. Dehainu bechinas hamshochas hadas. This refers to a flow of seichel, of knowledge. We need to learn chumash and gemara and shulchan aruch and kabbalah and everything. Ad sheyizgadel hadas, until the knowledge expands and grows. Ad sheyakir oysa yisborach, to the point where the person becomes so aware of Hashem, as if he's actually looking at Hashem, as if he actually does see Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Hine Elokeinu Ze. That's our Hashem. Ze means this one. This is it. This is him. K'moshom Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says, Asidin Sadikim Sheyihiyu Marin Be'etzba. There's going to come a time when Sadikim are going to point with their finger, and they're going to say, Ze Hashem, that's Hashem. Veze bechinas ze. This is what the Medrash refers to when it says ze. Bechinas ze Hashem kivinu loy. This is our Hashem. This is the one who we've been praying to and hoping for. Kamuva ze ha-posuk shom ba-medrashanal. As we find the Medrash over there quotes this posuk. Vezehu bechinas hanohor hayoytze me'eden. This is the concept of that river that flows from Eden. Shehu hadas shemamshichin mehahela melagiloi. This refers to that das that we draw from a state of hiddenness to a state of revelation. V'achakach tzrichin lahamshich hadas yoiser. And then we have to bring out the das even more clearly. Ad sheyedu oysa yisporach, until everybody gets to know about Hashem. Bebechinas yesh, which is what's implied in the word yesh. Yesh means something. Yesh means tangible, something. This word, the physical world, the materialistic world, is called yesh. Sheyedu bedas ubemuna shlema, so that people will come to a level of recognition and awareness, total awareness and total faith, Shebekol Hayeshus, that within all of the physical, materialistic things in this world, Ubechol Hoarba Yesoidos, and within all the four basic elements, Shehim Klal Kol Hadvorim Sheboilam, which include in them, which of which everything in this world is comprised of, Bekulam Melubosh Chiyusoy Velakusiyas Borach. What keeps all of them alive, what makes all of them exist, is the life force of Hashem inside of them. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Meloi chol ha'oretz kevoidoi. The entire world is filled with Hashem's kavoy. Every single thing in this world has Hashem inside of it. That's what allows it to exist. Shezeo bechinas shenimshach hanohor lahashkois es hagan umisham yiporei. That's what the Pasuk is referring to when it talks about taking this river, taking this knowledge of Torah, and stretching it, and extending it, and have it spread out into four rivers, meaning having it spread out into the four basic elements, where we're able to show everybody in the world that everything that exists in this world, which originates from these four basic elements, what's keeping it alive, what's allowing it to exist and function is the Yud Kei Vav Kei inside of it, the Hashem Sheneida Venamin, so that we will know and believe Shekol Ho Arba Roshim, that all four heads Shehim Bechina So Arba Yisoidos, which are the four basic elements Shehim Klal Kol Ho Olam Maloyoi, which represent the entire world and everything in it, Kulam Mashke Hanohor Hayotze Meyedem. All of them are nourished and watered by this river that flows from Eden, Shehu Chochmoso Yisborach, which is the wisdom of Hashem, the Chochma of Hashem. That's what gives life to everything. As Rabbeinu Zal brings in chapter 1 in Likut Imran, HaChochma Techaye Bo'aleo. Chochma gives life to everything in it. Ki Hu Yisborach Mechaye Es Kulam. Because Hashem is the one who gives life to all of everything. Umelubash bekulam, and Hashem is hidden and found inside of everything in this world. Ubechol hayeshus ne'elam hu yisborach, and within all the physical, materialistic matter of this world, Hashem is hidden inside over there. Veze nizke lo'osid b'shleimus. When will we get to that level to know that really, really perfectly well? In the future. Sheneida v'nakirois yisborach. Bechol habechinois. Then we'll get to understand and recognize Hashem in everything. Bebechinas hu veze veyesh. Via this process of hu, the hidden, ze, the revealed, and then yesh, taking it a step further, bringing it into inside of all the gashmias and everything, coming to the realization that that's all Hashem. Vezehu ikor kibul schar losid. And this is the main reward. When the Torah speaks about rewarding the tzaddikim in the future, this is the reward. The Bechinas, as the Gemara says, on the Pasuk, Lahanchil oyhavai yesh. Hashem says, I will give those who I love, I will give them yesh. The Gemara says, yesh is 310. It refers to the 310 worlds that each and every tzaddik will receive. But Rav Nosson Zal says, what does yesh mean? Ki achshov because now we believe that Hashem is inside of everything. We believe that Hashem is behind everything in this world. But in the future, we'll be zeicher to understand this and see it clearly, 100%. And that's the ultimate reward of the future. Paragraph Yud Beis. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining a medrash in Eicha. The medrash mentions that the Jews sinned regarding something, they were punished regarding that same thing, and their consolation comes from that same thing. And the medrash gives a whole list of these. We covered a number of them already. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us one more. Vesehu, and this is what the medrash over there in Eicha, in the first chapter of Eicha, at the end, the Medrash says, Chotu b'kiflayim, the Jews sinned with double, v'loku b'kiflayim, and they were punished with double, u'misnachamim b'kiflayim, and their consolation is also double. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Chotu b'kiflayim, we sinned with double, because as a result of showing disrespect to the tzaddik, the sin is a double sin. ki pogmu shnei pigomim, because it causes two damages. Ki pogmu bebechinas roish ubebechinas bias. We mentioned earlier that the tzaddik is called the roish bias. And over there in Likut Imran, chapter 67 in Likut Imran, in the second half, which this halach is based on, there Rabbeinu Zal expounds a lot on what this means, what roish bias means, and what roish means, and what bias means. And it's roish represents the moichin, the seichel, which we're trying to feed and channel into the bias. So Rav Nosson Zal says that by going against the tzaddikim, we're being poigin in both, in the roish and in the bias. Shegormu shenistale koroish, through their sins, they caused the roish to leave. Shehu hatzadik, the roish which represents the tzadik. Shehu hamoichin, he is the seichel, he is the battery of Klal Yisrael and of the Beis Hamikdash. Vegormu shenechrav habayis. And in addition, they caused that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The bayis, the Hainu HaBeis Hamikdash. Vechein eitzel kol echod beprotius. And so too, regarding each and every individual Jew, kifi hapigam shepoigen bechvoid hatzadik, to the degree that a person shows disrespect or does not have the proper connection to the tzaddik, kemoikein goyrem shnei pigamim, the person causes two forms of damage. Dehainu hapigam shepoigen bechvoid hatzadik biatzmoi, meaning, one damage is, one destruction is, the disrespect to the tzaddik, shezeu bechinas pegam bohoroish, that's a defect in the roish, vegam goyrim pegam godoil biatzmoi, and in addition, the person causes major damage and defectiveness to themselves. Dehainu bechol ho'arba yesoides sheloi, meaning to the person, to the four basic elements that are inside of the person, Shehem klal kol hamidos, which are what direct all the midos of the person, all the characteristic traits of the person. Ki einoi zoiche lesaken ulevarer hamidos sheloi, because the person is not able to improve and to perfect his own midos, shel kol ho'arba yesoidos, which are based on the four basic elements inside of the person, air, fire, water, and dirt, me'achar shepogam bechvoid hatzadik, because of the fact that the person was poigim in the honor of the tzaddik, he showed disrespect to the tzaddik, or he doesn't have the proper connection to the tzaddik, shemimenu ikar hatikun kanal, and the main tikun comes from the tzaddik. The tzaddikim are the ones who teach us how to improve ourselves, how to correct ourselves, and everything. So if a person is showing disrespect to the tzaddik, there's two problems. Number one, there's the disrespect to the tzaddik. That itself is a major pigam. And number two, there's how it affects the one who's doing it. That as a result of him having shown disrespect to the tzaddik, this person will not be able to recognize their faults, the things that are wrong with them, in their taivos rois and midos rois, and will not be able to correct and fix the things that are wrong with them. Vze bechinas pegam habayis. That's referred to as a pegam in the house. Ki klau ho'oilam, klau ho'arbo yesoidois, hein bebechinas bayis, neged atzadik, shu bechinas roish. Kimuvan batornal. Because the entire world and the four basic elements as they exist in every person in the world and everything in the world is referred to as bias compared to the tzaddik, who's referred to as the roish. The tzaddik is the head, the world is the bias, which receives from the roish. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 67 in the second half of Likut Imran. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shebozeh shepogmu bechvoid hatzadik, that the Jews who were around during the time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, by them showing disrespect to the tzaddikim, chotu bekiflayim, It was a double sin. It damaged the Rosh and it damaged the Bayis. V'sehu v'loku b'kiflayim. And that's why the Medrash says there they were punished. The punishment was a double punishment. Ki gormu hisgabrus hamoireish chas v'sholim. Because when a person is poigim in the kavod of the tzaddik, the tzaddikim are referred to as ma'orei oyer, lights. And we said that when the light is damaged, the fire takes over, the destructive forces of fire take over. Shehem bechinas haroish kol chutzos, which is the opposing roish. The tzaddik is called the roish bayis, that's his title. The sitrachra, the klipos, the tumah, the leader of the sitrachra, is called the roish kol chutzos, the leader of the streets. And this is what causes all kinds of sicknesses. She'ein mo'yelohem ki'im she'mois hachitzoinim chas v'shon. Sicknesses which can only be helped through she'mois of tuma, through forces of the sitrachra, of klipa. K'moy she'kosov shom ba'toranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'zehu v'loku b'kiflayim, and this is why it says the punishment is a double punishment, because again, there are two things that happen. Number one, hisgabrus haroish kol chutzos, that the leadership of, when the leadership of Kedusha is not treated properly, is not being given the proper respect, then the leaders of the sitrachra take over, the roish kol chutzos, b'chinas moireyesh. That's the first punishment. V'zehu mako achas, that's one blow. Umako shnia, the second blow is, Masheboim chas v'sholom choloim mishunim rachmona litzlan. That all kinds of weird sicknesses and illnesses strike the Jewish people. Ki niskalkalu hu arbo yesoidos. Because again, by not having the proper connection to the Rosh Bayis, the four basic elements become damaged. Which causes all kinds of strange illnesses, which Rabbeinu Zal says over there, can only be helped through the Reish Kol Chutzos, through the Sitra Achra. V'zehu loku b'kiflayim. And this is why it says they were punished double. And then the Medrash goes on to say, "Umisnachamim b'kiflayim," and when Hashem consoles us, He gives us a double consolation. Because by the Jews mourning the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, by getting up at midnight and saying those special prayers over the Churban Beis Hamikdash, or in general, showing that we're mourning the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, especially during the 3 weeks and during the 9 days and on Tisha B'Av, there are special laws during those times that show that we feel the absence of the Beis Hamikdash and we're mourning it. And then there are laws like when a person builds a home to leave a part of it unfinished to show that we recognize that Hashem's house is incomplete, so my home is also incomplete. And we don't go wild with music. In terms of joy and happiness, the Shulchan Aruch does say that so long as we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we put certain limitations, even on our simcha. For example, at a wedding ceremony, which is a super time of joy and happiness, we break a glass at the chuppah to remind us of the broken glass, the broken Beis Hamikdash, Rachmana Litzlan. We put ashes on the forehead of the chassan, to remind him of the ashes of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Ki al yidei shemisablin al churban Beis Hamikdash, zoichin losum la'avei leitzioin pe'er tachas sefer. Because the Torah promises us that if we show this respect, if we show this recognition that we cause the destruction of the bayis by showing disrespect to the tzaddikim and the other things we did wrong, by doing tshuva for that, Hashem promises us that He will replace the ashes with pe'er, with beauty, with light. Dehainu, loy dai sheyachzuru hamaloyro lemekoyim malosom. not only will Hashem return to us the light, the tzaddikim, the light of the Torah, and light, holy light in general, but afkam nizke shama'oi re'eish she'michina sefer yishapchu el akdusha v'yunasim im'oi re'eish v'chines mo'i ro'er. But in addition, the fire, the destructive fire, the sitra achra, will be converted into light, into mo'i re'oer. Ki gam horoish kol chutzois, because even the leaders of the sitra achra, Yoshuvu el Hashem, they will do tshuva, they will repent, v'yu merkovo el hakedusha, and they will become a throne, a chariot for the holiness. V'yishapchu lebechinas moirer, they will be converted into light, forces of light. V'oz yalu kol hanitzoitzois hakedoshois, v'chol hanefoshois, and then all the holy sparks and all the souls, shehoyu bebechinas tishtapech no avnei kodesh boroish kol chutzos, which had been splattered and scattered in the streets as a result of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, millions of Jews were murdered and their bodies lie in the street, and all of these souls and holy sparks were scattered in the streets. All of them, kulam yishapchu v'yoshuvu el hakedusha, all of them will be turned around and brought back into holiness. V'yiskarvu v'yuchlalu kulam b'roish bayis, and they will all come close to and become part of the roish bayis, the tzaddik, the holiness. V'yistaknu kulam, and all of them will be repaired. V'zeo b'chinas u'misnachamim b'kiflayim, and this is why we're told that the consolation is also a double consolation. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Be consoled, my nation. Because again, this is telling us that when Mashiach comes, when things are going to get their complete tikkun, not only will the religious people do tshuva, fix all of their problems, but the non-religious and the anti-religious people, they will become religious. That's the double. Kigam heim hamoireyesh, yishapchu lamoireyer, because the destructive forces, the moireyesh that burned down the Beis HaMikdash, they will also be converted and turned around to become part of the light. Final paragraph of this halacha, paragraph Yud Gimel, haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, to summarize everything we've said here, She'ikar hisrachkus Yisroel me'avim sheba shamayim. The main cause, the main thing that's causing the Jewish people to be distant from Hashem, ve'ikar klal kol hapigomim, and the main cause of all sins, all spiritual destruction and damage, va'arichas hagolus, and this long, lengthy exile, is the result of the disrespect and the damage that we cause by showing disrespect to the tzaddik, to the true tzaddik, shehu bechinas horoish bayis, who is referred to as the master of the house. And as a result of that, umizgabrim hamanhigim shel sheker, because the true tzaddik is not being accepted and respected by everybody, instead of him, they're accepting all kinds of false leaders. Interesting, we just learned recently in a different shir, in the Sefer Eitzos HaMevuorois, in the chapter on Emunah there, Reb Shimshon Bar Skizal speaks about Emunah, and he speaks about the fact that the reason why we're in exile is because of a deficiency in Emunah. And when the Emunah will be repaired, we'll go out of this exile. And he writes there very clearly, and what is Emunah? Emunah is the true tzaddikim. They are the masters of Emunah. They are the teachers of Emunah. They're the ones who teach the Jewish people how to really believe in Hashem, in Torah, and tzaddikim, and in everything that we're supposed to believe in. That's why we are called ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. Believers, the sons of believers, meaning we're the sons of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, who were real, true believers. And the Jewish shepherds, the tzaddikim, are all called believers. We find Rabbi Elazar brings in chapter 22 in Likutei Moharan, he speaks about the leaders of Klal Yisrael who are called shepherds, the seven shepherds, Zayin Royin. And Rabbi Elazar there quotes a pasuk, Ure'ei Emuna, and be shepherd with faith. The pasuk there, Ure'ei, the word Ure'ei, which refers to shepherds, what do the shepherds feed us? They feed us Emuna. And Reb Shimshon Barsky writes there that if a person is close to a rabbi or a leader and they find that their relationship with that leader improves their faith in Hashem, it increases their faith in Hashem, their faith in Torah, their respect for tzaddikim, then they know that that rabbi, that leader is a kosher rabbi, a kosher leader. He's a true tzaddik. And if a person is close to a rabbi and their faith is not being improved, is not growing, their faith in Hashem and Torah and tzaddikim, their respect for tzaddikim is not growing, time to change rabbis, time to look for a different rabbi. Because this is the critical thing that the true tzaddikim are supposed to be feeding us. Emuna, emuna in Hashem, emuna in the Torah, emuna in Eretz Yisrael, emuna in Mekoyim HaSakdoshim. So when the respect for the true tzaddik is not in place, then the false leaders take over. Shehem bechinas roish kol chutzos, who are called the leaders of the streets. V'hatikun lazeh, and how do we correct this? How do we reverse this process? Lokum b'chatzos laila, to get up at midnight. Ulehisabel ma'oid al churban beis hamikdash, and to really mourn, to really feel bad about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? Al chato'enu, to feel bad about our sins, shegormu achurban, which caused the destruction. Oy shema'akvim binyan Beis HaMikdash, or our sins today, which are delaying the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Vaydeze nizke losum lavei leitzion per tachas sefer, kama shekosav shon. And by doing this, will be zoche to have the ashes be replaced with light, with beauty. And now Rav Nosson Zal shows us how all of this is hinted to in the beginning of the Torah. V'zehu bereishis boro Elohim es hashamayim v'esoretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. The word bereishis makes up the letters hu roish bayis. The Tikkun Zohar tells us that the word Bereishis is Roish Bayis, Kama Shekosav Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 67 in the Likutei Moharan. Al Yedei Zeh, Bora Elohim Es HaShemayim Es Oretz. And it's because of and through the Roish Bayis, through the Tzaddik, that Hashem went ahead and created heaven and earth. Shehem Klal Ho'olam. Heaven and earth represents the whole world, Shekolu me'arba yisoidos, which is comprised of the four basic elements, Shekulam nivru u'miskaimim al yedei atzadik. All of them were created and are maintained, continue to exist through the tzaddik. There are people who will hear this and say, this must be another religion. Where are the tzaddik comes into this? I know about Hashem and I know about creation. Rabbi Nachman's like sticking in some new thing from some other religion. These people, unfortunately, haven't studied Judaism. They've left out major pieces of Yiddishkeit. That's why it seems to them like this must be some other religion. Because again, we mentioned earlier, the Medrash says that Hashem consulted with the souls of tzaddikim before he went ahead with creation of the world. And Hashem created the world only because of the fact that he foresaw that there's going to be tzaddikim. What do you mean? What about the other 9 billion people? The answer is they're chocolate chips, or they're ants, or they're baloney. They're trimmings. The real purpose of creation and Hashem's real focus is on that 0.00001% of the world, the tzaddikim. That's Hashem's main focus. They're the reason he created the world, and they're the ones who are in a position to make it work, to make the creation of the world be a success. K'moshem Rabbi Seinuzal al pasuk boir acho Yaakov, as the Gemara tells us on this pasuk, there's a pasuk that says, "Your Creator Yaakov. What do you mean you crit? That's blasphemy. So the Gemara says, Hashem says, Oilami, Oilami, my world, my world. Mi Baracha, who created you? Yaakov Baracha. Yaakov Avinu created you. Again, this is authentic Judaism. This is in the Torah. And those people that aren't aware of this simply haven't learned enough. If you learn 3 Gemaras, or if you learn 30 Gemaras and you leave out the other 30, you will not get the entire picture. And if you learn all the Gemaras and you don't learn Midrashim, or you don't learn the Zohar HaKadosh, you also are not getting a complete picture. You might have a fantastic, clear understanding of 60% of Judaism. But the other 40, it's possible you know nothing about, totally unaware, and walking around with complete disbelief and disrespect to Hashem because you left out 40% of Yiddishkeit. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues, V'ha'oretz hoysa soyhu v'voyhu v'choshech al panei sohoin. The world in the beginning was darkness, darkness, all kinds of darkness, 4 levels of darkness. Ze bechinas ho'arba malchios. This represents the 4 kingdoms of the Sitra Achra, Shehem Klal Hagolius, which represent all the different exiles that the Jewish people went through. The Golus of Bavel, Poras Umodai, Yavon, and Edom, this final exile that we're in now. Kemo Shedosh Rabbi Senuzal, as our rabbis tell us, Toihu Zumalchus Bavel, V'chulu, etc. Hainu Bechinas Pegam Ho'arbo Yesoidos. This refers to when we mess up the 4 basic elements, Shemehem Yoinkim Ho'arba Malchios. And that's where these 4 kingdoms of the Sitra Achra draw their power from. When the Jews are misbehaving, when we are not conducting ourselves properly regarding our Midos and our Taivos and everything, regarding these 4 Yesoidos, then the Sitra Achra is able to draw power from them. Their kingdoms become powerful and they're able to rule over us. Shehein Bechinas Arba Ovois Nezikim. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this is why the Gemara in Baba Kama begins with the words that there are 4 major damaging forces. An animal causes damage in 4 ways. Hashoer, Vahaboer, Vahmava, Vahever. Which again represent the 4 forces, destructive forces of the Sitra Achra. Shenimshach al yidei shepoig min chas v'shalom bechvoid hatzadik. How do these forces gain power? When we are not showing the proper respect for the tzadik, shehu haroish bayis, who is the leader of the world. V'ruach elokim merachefes al pnei amoyim. But the pasuk finishes, however, the spirit of Hashem hovers over the water. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what is this referring to? Ruach Elokim do ruchoi shel Moshiach. The term Ruach Elokim refers to the Holy Spirit of Moshiach, Shehu Yesakein HaKoel. He will fix everything. Ki hu horosh bayis hu amiti. Because he's the real Rosh Bayis, the final Rosh Bayis. V'chol Yisroel yakiroi soiv yaminu boy. And the entire Jewish nation will recognize him. They will recognize that, hey, this is the real deal. V'yaminu boy, and they will believe in him. V'horoish kol chutzois yikona v'yizbatel afonav. And the leader of the Sitra Achra will become subservient, and nullify himself to Moshiach. Ach, al yidei ma nizke lozeh. However, how are we going to get to that? Al yedei habechia v'hadmois sheboichin u'misablin al churban beis hamikdash, through the crying and the tears that we shed over the destruction of the beis hamikdash. V'ze bechinas ruach olikim doruchoi shel Moshiach merachefes al pnei amoyim. And this is why the pasuk says the Holy Spirit, which refers to Moshiach, hovers over the water. Which water? The water that people spill out their guts, they spill out their hearts to Hashem like water in their prayers, in their tikkun chatzois, in their ispoidus, in their tehillim. Bechinas, as it says in Eicha, al eile ani boichia, over these I cry, eini eini yordomayim, my eyes are dripping water, ki rochak mimeni menachem meishiv nafshi, because the consoler, Menachem, which is the nickname of Moshiach, the Menachem, who will console all the Jewish souls, is far from me. We don't see him yet. He ain't here yet. So what am I doing? I'm crying over it. Al pnei amoyim. I'm spilling water, which is what will bring the Ruach Elokim, which is what will bring Moshiach closer. Shetzrichin livkois ma'oid. A Jew needs to cry a lot. Ulahoyrid dmois kamayim. And to spill tears like water. Al ki rochak mimenu menachem. Over the fact that our consoler, the consoler, Shehu HaTzadik Ho'emes, which is the true tzaddik, is far from us. We don't see, we're not close to the true tzaddik. Va'ideze nizke l'ruchoi shel Moshiach. And by doing this, we'll be zeicher to the Holy Spirit of Moshiach, She'oz yiskayim losum lavele tzion per tacha sefer. Then Hashem will fulfill the pasuk that those who mourn Tzion, those who really mourn it, Hashem will replace the ashes with pe'er, with beauty. V'zehu v'ruach Elokim shubchinas Moshiach merachefes al pnei amoyim. Haynu al yidei admois, through the tears, b'chinas eini eini yor demoyim kanal. V'yidei zeh, and what does the pasuk say right after that? V'yoyimer Elokim yihyoyer, v'yoyer. Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. That seems to be a repetition. Of course, if Hashem said, let there be light, or why does it have to say, Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light? Zehu bechinas hiskaprus ma'oire oir. This refers to the rise of the ma'oire oir, shenichnoin ma'oire eish, thereby subduing and weakening and eliminating the forces, the destructive forces of fire. Shehein bechinas toyhu, vavoyu, v'choyshechu tohoim, which are those four levels of darkness that we spoke about earlier. Over there in Likutei Moharan, Rabbi Nachman shows that darkness is compared to fire, because we know that when the Jews traveled in the desert, during the day they had a cloud, a holy cloud, a cloud of light, that at night they had mo'irei esh. They had a cloud of fire that led the way. So we see that fire is associated with night, darkness. Umiskaprim hamoire oir, and the forces of light will become strong. Shein bechinas hamoichin, which are the sechel, the das. Bechinas tikun huaba yesoidos. This represents the complete tikun of the four basic elements. Bechinas shem Hashem, which correspond to the holy name of Hashem, yudke vavke. Boruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. Blessed is Hashem forever. Amen.